You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Researchers, industry executives, and government officials have long puzzled over how self-driving cars might change the planet. And now some researchers think they've found a way to peer into the future by studying the partially automated car features that are available now, such as Tesla's Autopilot. What they found was that motorists with partial automation drive on average 4,888 more miles per year than similar owners without the feature. For governments, which have to anticipate future infrastructure demands, understanding those changes are critical. Shifting commute patterns could affect public transportation budgets and road maintenance schedules. More miles traveled means infrastructure gets more of a pounding. And though electric vehicles like Tesla's rely on cleaner energy than those guzzling gas, the electricity still has to come from somewhere. And that somewhere is not always a renewable source. Next, researchers say they've uncovered new disk-wiping malware that is disguising itself as ransomware as it unleashes destructive attacks on Israeli targets. Apostle, as researchers at security firm SentinelOne are calling the malware, was initially deployed in an attempt to wipe data but failed to do so, likely because of a logic flaw in its code. The internal name its developers gave it was Wiper Action. In a later version, the bug was fixed, and the malware gained full-fledged ransomware behaviors, including the ability to leave notes demanding that victims pay a ransom in exchange for a decryption key. SentinelOne researchers said they've determined with high confidence that, based on the code and the servers Apostle reported to, the malware was being used by a newly discovered group with ties to the Iranian government. While a ransomware note the researchers recovered suggested that Apostle had been used against a critical facility in United Arab Emirates, the primary target was Israel. And head to Wired.com to learn of man's amazing journey to the center of bowling balls, which ultimately led to a revolution of the sport. Mo Pinnell spent his career reshaping the ball's inner core to harness the power of physics. His primary venue for reaching bowlers online was his weekly YouTube series called #MoMonday. Pinnell figured out he could change a ball's dynamics by tweaking its internal structure. Never lacking confidence, Pinnell contacted several ball manufacturers and proposed a deal. If they would sign a non-disclosure agreement, he'd brief them on his experimental results and help them design balls that would allow amateurs and pros alike to increase their strike rates. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.